Proof Podcast. Cryptographers, cruciverbalists, and Sudoku tragics. If you didn't catch last week's Radiotonic, put down your pen and puzzle and give it a listen. It's a breadcrumb trail through the history of code breaking. Then drop back in here because we're remixing Riddles, Mystery, Enigma, as if it was made for soundproof.
There is a message hidden in this image.
There's lots of reasons why we say one thing and mean something else.
We've probably had secret messages for as long as we've had secrets to keep.
It's everywhere in language. And so you end up using metaphor to convey your human experience to someone else, to sort of express additional information.
203
F O R
0.218
C B W Q.
It wasn't announced, there was no fanfare, it just appeared quietly on a message board on the notorious 4chan website.
Hello. We are looking for highly intelligent individuals.
When you have a metaphor that's very conventional, everybody understands it. In poetry, if you come up with a brand new metaphor, the brain has to understand it. And I think the trick is not going too far.
A code turns a message into maybe another message or word. For example, you might take a sentence like attack at dawn, and you turn that into...
The thing is that poetry is about the message. In poetry, the meaning is not necessarily the crucial element.
That would be a code. A cipher works differently.
It was a simple black square, and the message on it read, "We are looking for highly intelligent individuals. To find them, we have devised a test. There is a message hidden in this image. Find it, and it will lead you on the road to finding us."
I think when people say, how is poetry like code, or how is code like poetry, it's this romantic idea of there are certain attributes that poetry has, like elegance and succinctness. And in a certain sense, yes, code is like poetry because it can have a structure that looks like poetry. But
a cipher works on the level of individual letters. So you turn one letter of the message into a different letter, or into a shape, or into a number.
A poem by William Gibson.
M.C. Escher, Ed Voss Cyphers, The Caesar Cypher, Prime Numbers, Magic squares, RSA, encryption.
These are the most fiendishly difficult problems that have, I think, ever been set on Earth. We don't know who's doing them, we don't know why, and we don't know for what purpose and to what end.
Anonymous, United States government.
Not all codes are secret codes. Some codes are used for communication, such as Morse code. Morse code turns letters into dots and dashes. Now, the idea there is not to turn it into a secret message, but to help you transmit the message over a great distance by radio.
Vatican.
WikiLeaks, Anonymous, Illuminati, CIA, NSA, MI6, KGB.
The syntax is very strict in code. Vatican. It has to be able to execute. Poetry does not. Poetry can essentially take its bones, separate them into component parts, and move them around a little bit. And within that context, it can still be considered poetry.
There could be any reason for this.
But if you move a curly brace from one place to another in code, then your code is broken. It's not code anymore.
Or they might just be in on the joke.
Code ultimately has to make sense. Poetry does not need to.
So it is a battle of wits between two human minds. There's the code breaker and the code maker.
I think we start solving a puzzle logically. And if we get stuck, then we start making leaps of imagination. That's where good puzzle solvers come to the fore.
Me? No.
No. No way. No.
Sunil Badami's Riddles, Mystery, Enigma, as if it was produced for Soundproof, by our resident remix master, John Jacobs. Find a link to the full story at abc.net.au/rn/soundproof. If you could remix a story, which would you choose? Tweet us at rn_cau. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, CAU Happenings, to catch what, when, and occasionally where we'll be. Find a link on the Soundproof website, abc.net.au/rn/soundproof.